গৌরাঙ্গেরো দুটি পদ যারো ধন সম্পদ भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की अनंत कोटि वैश्रमंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ राधा कुंड श्याम कुंड गिरिवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की मथुरा धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय, मैपुनपुरी धाम की जय, गंगा माई की जय, जनमाई की जय, तुलसी देवी की जय, भक्ति देवी की जय, श्रीमती नाथरानी की जय, हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय, समवेत भक्तवृंद की जय, गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल, ऑल ग्लोरी टू हिज मॉडल, ऑल ग्लोरी टू हिज मॉडल, ऑल ग्लोरी टू हिज मॉडल, ऑल ग्लोरी श्री गुरु श्री गौरांग। अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनवीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपं कदामयं ददाति सोपदान्तिः। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवासु श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सगण रघुनाथ नीतं तं सजीवं साधयितं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सगण ललिता श्रीविशाखानिताश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पति गोपेश राधाकांत नमस्तुति तप्तकांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावन वृषभानुसुते प्रणम मांचाकल्पतरुवेश कृपा सिंधु पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो 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 महाबलाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरद्विजे नमः। यद्वैतं ब्रह्म परिषदि तदप्यस्यतनुभा जात्मान्तर्ज्यामि पुरुष इति अस्यांशो विभव षडैश्वर्यपूर्णदयो भगवान् स स्वयमयं न चैतन्यात् कृष्ण जगति परतत्त्वं परमिह। राधा कृष्ण प्रणय विकृति लादिनी शक्तिरस्मा देखात्मनावपी भुवि पुरा देह भेदं गतौ तौ चैतनाख्यं प्रकट मधुना सद्वयं सैक्यमातं राधा भावदीति सुफलितं नौमि कृष्ण स्वरूपं चिरादवतं निजगुप्तभीतं सो प्रेम नामामृतमत्युधारो आपामरं जो वितदार गौर कृष्ण समं प्रपद्ये गौर सचरितां तां सनिधि गौरं सदैव सुवे गौरेण पतितं रहस्य भजन गौराय सर्वं दधि। राधस्ति कृपाळुरत्रो न परो गौरस्य वृत्यो अभवं गौरी गौरवमाचरामि भगवन् गौर प्रभो रक्षमाम। माधुर्यै मधुवी सुगन्धि भजन स्वर्णाम्बुजानं वनम् कारुण्यामृत निर्झरैरुपचित सत्प्रेम हेमाचल भक्ताम्बोधर धोरणी विजयिनी निष्कम्प सम्पावळि देवो न कुल दैवतं विजयतां चैतन्य कृष्ण हरि। आजानुलम्बितभुजौ कनकावदातौ सङ्कीर्तनैकपितौ कमलायताख्यौ विश्वम्बरौ द्विजवरौ जुगधर्मपालौ वन्दे जगत्प्रियकरौ करुणावतारौ अनार्पिततरिञ्चिनाथ करुणयावतीन्नकर समार्पयितुमुन्नतजलरसां सोभक्तिश्रियम् हरिपुरटसुन्दरदुति कदम्बसन्दीपित सदा हृदयकङ्गरेश्वरतनुनन्दनम् श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द। శ్రీవాసాది గౌరవక్త శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య চৈতন্য দেব রতিমতি ভাবে প্রেম কলপ করু দাপ চৈতন্য দেব রতিমতি ভাবে বধ অঙ্গের ভূষণ নব করি রাধা ভাব অঙ্গী করি প্রেমের বাদর সাধিলা মনের নিজ কাজ গৌর হরি রাধিকার প্রাণ পতি কিভাবে কান্দিনি তা বুঝে কত সমাজ রাধিকার প্রাণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরি হরি রাম হরি রাম 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 হরি হরি হরে কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ অধম কিছু না বাঁচিল যাচিয়ে দিলে কোল উত্তম কহি প্রেমানন্দ এমন গৌরাঙ্গে হৃদয় ধরিয়া ভোল ভজ গৌরাঙ্গ কহ গৌরাঙ্গ ল গৌরাঙ্গ নাম রে ভজ ভজ গৌরাঙ্গ কহ গৌরাঙ্গ ল গৌরাঙ্গের নাম রি ভজ গৌরাঙ্গ কহ গৌরাঙ্গ যে জনা গৌরাঙ্গ ভজে সে হই আমার প্রাণ রি যে জনা যে জনা গৌরাঙ্গ ভজে সে হই আমার প্রাণ রি যে জনা ভজ গৌরাঙ্গ কহ গৌরাঙ্গ ল গৌরাঙ্গের নাম গৌরাঙ্গ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরি হরি রাম হরি রাম 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 হরি 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 কৃষ্ণ श्री कृष्ण 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 हरि 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 राम 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 हरि कृष्ण हरि कृष्ण 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 हरि 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 राम 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 हरि हरि कृष्ण हरि कृष्ण 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 हरि हरि राम हरि राम जसैव पादाम भज भक्ति लभ्य प्रेमाभिधान परमपमर्थ तस्मै जगन मंगल मंगलाय चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चंद्राय। आनंद लीलामय विग्रहाय हिमावदिव्यो छवि सुंदराय तस्मै महाप्रेम रस प्रदाय चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चंद्राय। जन्नातुं कर्म निष्ठिर न समधिगतम जत्तप ध्यान जुगै वैरागी त्याग सत्तस्तुति भिरपि न जत कीर्तन चापि कश्चित गोविंद प्रेम भाजंगपि न च करितम जद रहस्यम स्वयं च नाम्नैव प्रादुरासीत अवतरति परिजत्वतं नौमि गौरम श्री चैतन्य चंद्राय नमः। कली युग धर्म तदर्थे अवतीर्ण श्री सचिनंदन तदर्थे अवतीर्ण यही कहे भागवते सर्वतत्व सारो कीर्तन निमित गौरो चंद्रोवतारो कीर्तन निमित गौरो चंद्रोवतारो कली युगे सर्वधर्म हरि संकीर्तन कली युगे सर्वधर्म संकीर्तन सब प्रकाशिलेन चैतन्य नारायण सर्व प्रकाशिलेन चैतन्य नारायण कली युगे संकीर्तन धर्म पाली बारे अवतीर्ण होइला प्रभु सर्वोपरि करे अवतीर्ण होइला प्रभु सर्वोपरि करे युग धर्म प्रवर्तम नाम संकीर्तन युग चारि भाव भक्ति दिया नाचाम भुवन चारि भाव भक्ति दिया नाचाम भुवन आपनी करिमु भक्त भाव अंगीकारे आपनिया चरी भक्ति शिखामु सवारे आपनिया चरी भक्ति शिखामु सवारे आपने ना कहिले धर्म शिखान ना जाय आपनि Thank you. सिद्धांत गीता भागवते गाए तो जुग धर्म प्रवर्तन होई अंश होइते मीना नारे ब्रज प्रेम दीते आमा मीना अन नारे ब्रज सो व्हेन वी स्पीक ऑफ दैट भेंट ऑफ गौरांग महाप्रभु वी शुड अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज कॉज of the appearance of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. There are two types of causes. One is external cause, another is internal cause. The external cause is Nam Prem Prachar, Yuga Dharma Prachar. Do you follow me? Huh? My language? Huh? Yes, try to understand. नाम प्रेम प्रचार युग धर्म प्रचार कलि युग धर्म होय हरि संकीर्तन हां कलि युग धर्म होय हरि संकीर्तन एतदर्थे अवतीर्ण श्री सचिनंदन यू अंडरस्टैंड कलि युग धर्म इज हरि संकीर्तन फॉर दिस पर्पस टू फुलफिल दिस पर्पस सचिनंदन अपीयर्स এই কহে ভাগবতে সর্বতত্ত্ব সার কীর্তন নিমিত্ত গৌরচন্দ্র অবতার সংকীর্তনৈক জনক ইজ দি ফাদার অফ সংকীর্তন হরি সংকীর্তন ইজ গৌরাঙ্গ মহাপ্রভু কলি যুগে সর্বধর্ম হরি সংকীর্তন সব প্রকাশিল চৈতন্য নারায়ণ দিস ইজ এস কোটেশন ফ্রম চৈতন্য ভাগবত কলি যুগে সংকীর্তন ধর্ম পাড়িবারে অবতীর্ণ হইলা প্রভু সর্বপরিকারী with all his associates, paraphernalia, with dham, Gauranga Mahaprabhu appears in Kali Yuga, the special this Kali Yuga, the special Kali Yuga, to fulfill this purpose, Yuga Dharma, Nam Prem Prachar. Do you understand? And Prema Dana, the chief result of this Sankirtan, Harinam Sankirtan, is Krishna Prema. To have Krishna love, achieve Krishna prema and get Krishna. So he is offering that, distributing that Krishna prema freely, indiscriminately. Apamara vitatara. Brahmara dullava prema savakare jache. Patita pamara nahi bache. Even it is very difficult on the part of Brahma to get such prema. But Mahaprabhu gives it freely, indiscriminately. Even patitas pamaras, jagai madhais, most degraded. Most sinful persons also get it. You understand? Therefore it is known as Prema Purushottama Sachinandana Gauranga. So 5,000 years ago, Krishna came in his own Swarup and in his Kurukshetra Leela, he gave his message, form of Bhagavad Gita, through Arjuna to all mankind. And he gave there most confidential instruction. His most confidential instruction is Manvana Bhava Madhvakta Madhyaji Mannamastu Sarvadharman Paritijyamami Kam Saranam Vrata. That is his most confidential instruction. The last thing, the latest instruction, concluding instruction is Sarvadharman Paritijyamami Kam Saranam. Giving up all varieties of dharma, just surrender unto me. He only said this theoretically. He never thought this practically, how to surrender. So, after winding up his leela, at the end of Dwapar Yuga, he went to his own abode, Golok Vrindavan, and there he thinks, because through the Sravahutana is the only well-wishing friend of all the living entities. Therefore is thinking that. I gave the most confidential, most confidential instruction to Arjuna, to whole mankind. But after Dwapar Yuga, there is Kali Yuga, the most sinful age. The consciousness of the people are most polluted consciousness due to increase of sinful activities. All are engaged in sinful activities. They cannot understand what I said. This tattva, sanagati tattva, they cannot understand it. And I have only said theoretically, I have not demonstrated it practically, how to surrender. Then I have to go again. So he came again as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. That is the purpose. That is the reason why he comes. Yuga dharma pravartam nama sankirtana chari bhava bhakti dhyanatam bhuvana. I'll go and preach this yuga dharma nama sankirtan, and I'll give four bhava bhakti, dasya, sakya, vatsalya, madhurya. Santa is discarded in Mahaprabhu's line, and will make the whole world dance with that bhava bhakti. Apani karimu bhakto bhavangikare, apani achari bhakti sikhamusara. I'll assume, I'll accept bhakta bhava, the mood of bhakta, and I'll teach bhakti. Unless I do myself, I cannot teach. Apani nākvali dharma sikhana na jāy, eita siddhānta gītā bhāgavate kāy. If I want to practice this bhakti, saranāgati, in my own life, I cannot teach. It cannot be taught also. So, his mood is bhakta-bhāv, the mood of a bhakta. So, this is purpose and this is external cause, bahiranga-kāraṇa. You understand? And there is antaranga-kāraṇa, internal cause he had. External cause is for others. It is for the people of Kali Yuga, Kali Yuga Jiva. Therefore it is bahiranga, external. Antaranga is meant for himself, is himself. The two causes are there. Another is there, that calling of the Adityacharya. I'll speak about this next morning. That is also one of the causes, do you understand? But most internal cause is three causes, three desires to fulfill. Radhaya pranayama hima kidrusova naiva svadhyo hena dhuta madhurima kidrusova madhiya. Sokhyantasya madhunubhavata kidrusam veti lohat tadvaradhyā samadhani sachigarva sindhu harindu. Sarupdandar Goswami has said this thing, and Rupa Goswami has mentioned in Lalita Madhava. This quotation is there. Three types of desires. Do you understand? Unfulfilled desires with Krishna. These desires are not fulfilled in Krishna Leela. They remain unfulfilled. What is Radhaya Pranayama Kidrusa? What is Radharani's love? Svadhyo Henadbhuta Madhurima Kidrusava Madhiyo. What is my Rupa Madhuri? Excellent, excellent beauty. My beauty. That Radharani releases. What is my beauty? Excellent beauty. Do you understand? And how can I release it? The second desire. Third, sokhyantasya madhunubhavata kidrusam.
What type of happiness and pleasure Radha Bhavani derives by releasing my duty? And what is that, how I can release it? These three desires. In other words, is Beti Lobhat, three types of greed developed. It's called greed. Lobha means greed. Developed in Supreme Lord Krishna. Therefore, Satyagarbhau Sindhu Harindu. To fulfill these three desires, fulfill the three types of greed, he appeared from the womb of Sati Mata. That is Gauravatar. Do you understand? So here this word is very, very significant, the lobha, the greed. Do you understand? This word greed, lobha, Sanskrit says lobha, is very, very significant. The Lord has greed, isn't it? It's quite natural. We have greed. We are greedy persons, material greed, isn't it? This material greed of the material world, greed is condemned. It's considered as one of the enemies. Do you understand? It's one of the enemies. In 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 16th, 21st verse, you'll find Lord Krishna has said, Trividham narakasya idam dvarunasanam atmanah kama krodha tatha lobha etatrayam tyajet. Lord Krishna says, give up these three, kama krodha lobha, lust, anger and greed. Do you understand? If you will be influenced or affected by these three, lust, anger and greed, you will open your door towards hell. Do you understand? So give up these things. So this lobha is very bad. Do you understand? And those who are greedy persons, materially greedy, they suffer. Definitely. One very small story is there. A greedy boy was there. You understand? And in his house, his mother had put some nice berries in an earthen pot, like water pot. You understand? That has a very narrow mouth. You understand? Narrow opening. The boy developed greed to get some berries. So he put his hand into the earthen pot and got a handful of berries out of greed. But when he was trying to get out, you understand, his hand from it couldn't, because narrow mouth. So there was some pain. He was just pushing it out, but his hand couldn't be got out. And out of greed he has got a big handful of berries. So he was crying. You understand? This is suffering out of greed. And he's not prepared to get some berries out also, because he's so greedy. Though he's suffering, still he is not allowing any berries get out of it. You understand? This is a story. So you can understand how the consequence of the greed is suffering. Therefore Gita says, Bhagavan Krishna says, give up this greed. But this greed can be utilized in Krishna's service. Do you understand? And this word, greed, lobha, very ancient word, it's not modern word. The seed of this greed also is there in Bhagavan and in Bhakta also. Do you understand me? Huh? So, in respect of Bhagavad Bhakta, the devotee of the Lord, we say, lobha sadhu sangye harikatha. How can you utilize this greed? Develop this greed to have more and more sadhu sangha. Associate of sadhu and hear more and more Krishna katha. Develop this greed. One should not give up this greed. This is very nice greed. The spiritual greed, transcendental greed. Do you understand? One should develop this greed. Do you understand? This greed should be developed more and more. The more you develop, the more you get spiritual releasement and spiritual advancement. Do you understand? One is not greedy, he cannot make advancement in the spiritual path in this respect. But material greed should be given up, whereas the spiritual greed should be developed. Again, it is said, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita matihi kriyanam jadi kutopi labhyate tatra laulangapi mulyam ekalam. Laula means loha, greed. That means, from this verse you can understand how the seed of greed is there. Purpose is, if you have such greed, that means spiritual greed, you can see Krishna bhakti rasa, mela of Krishna bhakti. Otherwise you cannot have it. If you are devoid of this greed, sadhu sangya harikatha, one should develop this greed of having more and more sadhu sangha and hearing more and more harikirtan harikatha. Then you'll make advancement in bhajan sadhana. But this materialistic people, they don't know the use of this greed, they abuse it, utilizing it for material enjoyment, material possessions, and they suffer thereby. So, when you speak about that vent of Satinandan Gaura Hari, the appearance of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, this greed is there. You understand, lobha. I explain first. Three desires and three types of greed. Krishna developed three types of greed that couldn't be fulfilled in Krishna Leela. Therefore Gauravata. You understand? In Gaura Leela, those three types of greed are fulfilled. This is very wonderful. Using this word greed. Have anybody used such word previously? Nobody has used such word previously. Sarvadandar Goswami has used it. Therefore, Brother Radhavandana Krishna became Satinandana Gaura Hari. Because of the development of this greed. Do you follow me? One who is Purna Brahma, one who has no deficit, no wanting anything, still he develops greed. Wonderful. Wonderful. He has no deficit. He is Purna Brahma. He is self-satisfied. There is no want. He doesn't want anything. No lacking is there. Why such greed? Wonderful. Such wonderful. Do you understand? One should understand its mystery, its tattva behind it. Who is aptokama atmarama? Who is rasaswarupa purna brahma? Who is paramanandamaya, supremely blissful? Sajidananda Moy. He develops greed. What type of greed for? To get what? Very wonderful. Very wonderful. Do you understand? So you can understand now how the seed of greed is also there in the Supreme Lord. But to speak of ours. It is also in the Supreme Lord. this greed, the seed of this greed gradually develops. This gradual development is there and culmination is there in Gauranga Swarup. So I'll give you examples. Vaikunthadhipati Vishnu, he develops some greed. He develops this desire of fighting. You understand? He cherishes such desire that I will fight. You understand? When his Bhagavan, six types of opulences are there completely. You understand? So one of the opulences is what? Strength, bala. You understand? Aparisima, incomparable strength is there. Therefore it is quite natural to develop the desire that I'll fight and fulfill that desire and that greed. And whenever Bhagavan wants to fulfill some desire, his internal energy, potency, creates such atmosphere. You understand? So when this desire develops in Vaikunthadhipati Narayana, that I'll fight, then internal potency, Jogamaya, created the circumstances. You understand? And when, then another point is there, when this question of fighting is there, the opponent should be equally strong, otherwise one cannot get pleasure in fighting. Now who is there? With whom Lord will fight? So, then the question of joy, vijaya came. The two doorkeepers, very strong. So by the desire or will of the Supreme Lord, Jogamaya made those two doorkeepers cursed by four Kumaras. You understand? They were cursed. This Jogamaya did it to fulfill the desire of the Vaikunthadhipati Narayana. Three lives, they became demons here. First is Hiranyakya Hiranyakasipu, second is Ravana Kumbhakarna, third is Sisupala Dantavakra. And three incarnations are there. You understand? Four incarnations. And Lord Vishnu Narayana fought with them and got pleasure in fighting. That is in Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is Lobha. Then the greed of Nrisimhadeva. This is greed of Narayana Vishnu. And then I will speak about greed of Nrisimhadeva. You understand? Nrisimhadeva has two types of forms. One is Ugra, Anugra. Very fearful form. Another is very peaceful form. Two types of form. You understand? After killing Hiranyakasipu, Nrisimhadeva is very, very fearful. You understand? Extremely fearful form. And he was dancing. He was doing Tandava Nritya, like Shiva's Tandava Nritya at the time of annihilation. You understand? Nritya means dancing. Tandava Nritya. Tandava dance. Whole world is trembling, seeing such dancing and anger, fearful form of Nrisimhadeva. All the demigods are offering prayers to pacify me, but it was all null and void. Nobody could pacify me. Who could do so? Then they requested Bhakta Prahlad, you please go and calm down the anger of Nrisimhadeva. So Prahlad Maharaj is a very dear devotee of the Lord. And Prahlad Maharaj went there and offered prayer, Nrisimhadeva calmed down. Then his form is peaceful form. Then Nrsimhadev put Prahlad on his lap. Do you understand? His dear devotee, Prahlad, like dear son, he put on his lap. At that time, the Vatsalya Prema develops. Do you understand me, Vatsalya Prema? Parental love, filial love and affection develops in Nrsimhadev. Do you understand? So, it is reciprocal. Both father and son release this rasa mela. You understand? Father releases as well as son also releases by sitting on the lap of the father. You understand? But the releasing of this mela of the son is greater than that of father. You understand this thing. So Prahlada, I am saying, Nrsimhadev developed that greed. How can I sit on the lap of my father and raise that rasa? This incarnation, my father is a stone pillar. I cannot have it. So he developed that greed. Do you understand? This is a question of greed. So after that, all the incarnations, the Lord came accepting father and mother. All the incarnations after Nrsimhadev came accepting father and mother to fulfill that greed. Do you understand? Then the greed of Lord Ram. Do you understand? Very nice topic, you see. If you can transcribe it, write an article, then we should publish it in BTG. Do it. Do you understand? Transcribe nicely. Nobody has said like this. Have you heard ever anything like this? How this greed? The greed of the Lord. You understand? Greed of the Lord. And how accordingly the development of greed, different incarnations come. That is what we say. And culmination is Gauranga Avatar, last. So this is greed of Lord Ram. Vibhishana Sugriva, they are friends of Lord Ram. Do you understand? They are friends of Lord Ram. That means Sakya Rasa is there in Rama Avatar. But there are two types of Sakya Rasa, friendship. Samram Sakya, Vishrama Sakya. Do you understand? Samram means with awe and reverence. That's Samram Sakya. Friendship. Do you understand? Friendly relationship or mellow with awe and reverence. And another type is Vishrambha, that is without awe and reverence, equal. Do you understand? So the Sakya Rasa in Rama Avatar is the Samram Sakya with awe and reverence. There is no question of Vishrama Sakya equality. Do you understand? In Rama Avatar, his friends Sugriva and Vibhishana cannot climb under the shoulder of Lord Ram. They cannot snatch away the food from the mouth of Lord Ram. Do you understand? But to speak of climbing under the shoulder of Lord Ram, even they are afraid of if their leg can touch Lord Ram's body. Isn't they are afraid? Then it will be offensive. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? This is Samrama Sakya. That means Sakya friendship with awe and reverence. But Vishrama Sakya is not like that. In Vishrama Sakya, there is such love and affection that the friends think themselves equal with the Lord. Equal with the Lord. There is no question of awe and reverence. If your own leg will touch your own body, is there any agitation? There is no agitation at all, because it's one leg. touches your own body. Not the leg of different person. If different person is very cautious, if he comes here, very cautiously moves, if my leg will touch, then it will be offensive. You understand me? But in Krishna Leela, you will find this Vishrama Sakya. The cowherd boys climb up to the shoulder of the Krishna, and they snatch away the food from the mouth of Krishna, and Krishna snatches away the food from the mouth of the cowherd boys, as if equal. You understand? The legs of the cowherd boys touch the body of Krishna, and there is no education in Krishna, because as if it is his own leg. You understand me? As if his own leg. Because Priyasya Sakha is very dear, therefore there is equality and avhinna, non-different. You understand me? But in Ram avatar, this Sakya Ras is not realized. Therefore Lord Ram develops greed for it. You understand me? Lord Ram develops greed for it. How can I release it? Then it was fulfilled in Krishna avatar. Then Krishna avatar. Do you understand me? Another rasa is there, is conjugal mela, madhurya rasa. In Ram avatar, Ram is marjada purushottama. Very strictly follows Vedic rules, regulations, never transgresses at all. Ekapatni dhara, he accepts only one wife, not more than one wife. Do you understand? Very strictly follows his marjada purushottama. Yeah? So madhur rasa, the conjugal mellow in Ram Leela is there, but it is not realist. So well, the essence of the mellow is not realist there. Do you understand? Nirjasa, the essence of that mellow is not realist. Because when there is question of viraha and milan, union and separation between lover and beloved, the essence of that conjugal rasa is realist. Do you understand? In highest degree, realist is meant is in highest degree realistment. Do you understand me? You will also find in Ram Leela there is union and separation of Ram and Sita. Do you understand me? When Ravan kidnapped Sita, together Sita there is separation. And also in Ayodhya, Ram banished Sita. Do you understand? To give pleasure and happiness to his citizens, he banished Sita. There is also separation. But this type of separation is not. There is no variegatedness, vichitrata. And it is not natural. And it is not natural, you see, it is forced. So there is no question of releasing the mellow, the essence of that mellow, conjugal mellow. In Ujjava Nilamani, Rupa Goswami has mentioned all these things. There are many types of viraha. Viraha means separation. Purvaraga viraha, mana viraha, prema vaichitya viraha. And these virahas, these separations are not there in Ram Leela. No. Only one type of viraha is there, is pravasa viraha. You cannot understand, just hear this. This is in Ujjava Nilamani. That's a big topic. Very, very confidential, subtle point. I'm not going to explain it. When some occasion will arise, I'll tell you. I'll tell you. And all these virahas are there in Krishna Leela. In Krishna Leela. This prema vaichitya viraha, purva raga viraha, mana viraha, prema vaichitya viraha. Do you understand? Therefore, Lord Ram develops this greed, how to release this type of viraha. Do you understand? This is greed. So, Krishna avatar, In Krishna avatar, this greed is fulfilled. Do you understand me? So, the viraha, the separation between lover and beloved, is the highest point of prema. Do you understand? High platform of prema. In that platform, one really says, both the nayaka and nayika, what you say in English, lover and beloved. What you say in English, I don't know. Is nayaka, nayika, male, female. Hero, heroine, or what you say? What you say in English, I don't know. What? Lover and beloved. Nayaka, nayika. Do you understand? They release that mellows succulently in their heart. Releasement is there in the heart. Do you understand? Yes. Therefore, in Krishna Leela, Krishna made his own wives, do you understand? Radha, Kanta. Radha is own wife, Kanta is husband of Radha. And gopis, Gopi Kanta, is the husband of gopis. He made them, the wife of others, to release parokya rasa. Do you understand? In Krishna, in Ramlila only, releasement of sokya rasa is there. Sokya means one's own wife, not the releasement of parokya rasa. Therefore, Ram developed that greed. Do you understand me? You understand? It's clear? Yes. So Krishna made his own wives as wives of others to release parokya rasa. So that greed is fulfilled in Krishna Leela. It remained unfulfilled in Ram Leela. So Krishna Vata. You understand me? So in this way, you'll find this how the development of greed gradually terminated into incarnation after incarnation of the Lord. So now in Krishna Leela, these three types of greed are there. Radhaya pranaya mahima kidrusam, sadhyo hena bhuta madhurima kidrusam, vamadiyo sankhyachasya madanubhavata kidrusam veti lobhat, tad bhavadhyasa madani sachigarva sindham harinam. Do you understand? So Krishna developed these three types of greed. I said first. You understand? What is the love of Radharani? How can I release it? First greed or first desire. Second, what is my excellent beauty, all attractive beauty? I cannot release myself. So how can I have it? That second greed. And what pleasure and happiness Radharani gets by releasing my such all attractive beauty, excellent beauty. How can I have it? This third greed. These three greeds, three desires remain unfulfilled in Krishna Leela. Therefore, Gauravata. The fulfillment of three types of desires and greed. This is antaranga karana, internal cause. You understand me? This is greed, lobhat. Therefore, so they say, Swarupdandara Goswami has used that word lobhat, tadhabadhyasama, this sokhyantasya madanubhavata, kidrusam veti lobhat, tadhabadhyasama janisa jigarva sindhu varinu. This lobhat, this word is so significant. This much today, thank you very much. Next morning I'll speak something about these three desires. No, it is the so is the last culmination. No more. So Gauranga avatar is the most. Do you understand? Best type of avatar. Then no more greed. the whole greed is finished. Fulfilled. Do you follow? So you may transcribe, you may transcribe. Do you understand nicely? The greed of the Lord. The greed of the Lord. Topic is greed of the Lord. Bhagavan or Lord. Greed of the Lord. You write nicely. Then we'll send it to BTG. They will publish it. You understand? Yes? This is very wonderful. Huh? Have you ever heard it?
No. When I first read it, I thought, how can, like, because it's abnormal.
Oh, develops from greed. He is self-satisfied. He is completely full, no deficit at all. Still he develops greed. So wonderful.
Transcendental
greed.
So, it depends on greed.
Yes, on greed. The title is Lord's Greed. The greed of the Lord. Bhagavan er lobh.
It seems I was laughing because I was thinking how Lord Ram, he desired to have other wives.
Yeah.
But it's when Krishna appears, he not only has more wives, but
thousands of wives.
But as Krishna, he has other men's wives.
Oh, the men's wives, that's Parakya also. Also in Krishna Leela, he has Sokya wives, thousands wives, 16,000 wives.
Yes.
This is Sokya. Yes. They are Sokya. That rasa is not released there. In Parakya Bhav, this rasa nirjasa, the essence of that conjugal mellow is released.
So what is
greatest degree it is released. Yes?
What is it that makes the parakeya more relishable?
Yes.
Because we have a material.
You cannot think of this thing.
But what makes it really better?
Yes.
For Krishna?
You cannot conceive this thing. This question of mellow. Because the essence of mellow comes out there. It doesn't come out. The essence doesn't come out in Sokya Bhav. Never comes out. So essence, like cream comes. If you pour the jogurt milk, the cream comes up. That's cream, irinirjyasa, rasanirjyasa. You understand? It comes. You cannot understand this thing.
So my story said, because in this mature world,
yes,
the human, they like that type of milk for them.
It is material field, you see. And these are all condemned, you see. Abominable things and nasty affairs. It's sinful affair, but in spiritual field it's so. Glorified. It's a glorious affair. It's not condemned. This is wonderful. Because everything is glorious. When Krishna is stealing of Krishna is glorious. Stealing in material world is thief. You see? Krishna is the leader of the all thieves. So we glorify, glorious. You see? Because it's all transcendental.
Govinda he.
We can't perceive these rasas because we're polluted by these things.
You can't
perceive all these things. Unless pure consciousness, unless you achieve that, attain that platform, how can you conceive? Just here now. I think in 1986 I wrote this article and it is published in our Bhagavad Darshan, Odia Bhagavad Darshan. This occasion I wrote the appearance of Mahaprabhu.
It's been hidden for 6 years.
What to do? You had not come.
Huh?
So it is hidden. Now you'll disclose it. Do you understand me?
We haven't come, we've been dragged here by Krishna's mercy.
Gaura Tattva is so confidential Tattva. Very, very confidential Tattva. Very deep and confidential.
Sometimes the sum total of everything.
Yes. Everything. Yes. But the highest culmination is it? Highest culmination is very Gaura. Is Gaura. No more than that. Finish. Chaitanya Charitamrita, therefore, says postgraduate studies. It's postgraduate studies. All cannot understand it. No. No.
I'm trying to understand as the progression goes,
yes.
Krishna is the supreme enjoyer,
yes.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme renunciate.
Yes. But how? It is the highest culmination.
Yes.
Do you understand? Of that greed.
Yes.
That means Radha is the topmost. Mm-hmm. So, Mahaprabhu assumed Radha Bhava and Radha Kanti fulfilled the three types of greed. Because everything is related to Radha. Radha Yapranamama Kidrusam. Do you understand? Sadhya Hena Dhuta Madhurima Kidrusam. That Radharani releases. Saukhyam chasya madhuru bhavata kidrusam. That Radharani realizes what pleasure by releasing my, everything related to Radha. So Radha is the topmost. How I can have it? That is the greed of Krishna. So Gaura. So he became Gaura.
So in other words, Guru Maharaj, he renounced, he don't want to be enjoyer, he want to be enjoyed.
Yes. 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 Release. What Radharani releases.
Is enjoyed, not enjoyer.
Yes. The enjoyer became to be enjoyed.
Instead of being master, he became the servant. Right?
Yes, that is Gaura.
Enjoyed.
Yes, that is Gaura. He's Krishna and crying for Krishna. Huh? Krishna himself is crying for Krishna. Hari Hari Valita Noyanu Bhai. Shedding tears. Huh? You understand? Uttering name of Krishna. That is Gaura. So wonderful.
So Gurudev, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us.
Yes.
The deepest relishment of spiritual life is actually to renounce our attachments and then we
then
can take...
Then you can have a releasement. Mm-hmm. Yes, that rasa mela. Yes. Oh, yes.
Really fine.
Very, very supple, tattva, very, very confidential. Not an easy.
Sometimes very clear. Explain.
Who could imagine that God would want to become the servant of himself?
Yes. God develops, Lord develops greed. So wonderful, you see, this greed. How in spiritual platform that greed is there, and how, what is its gradual development, then by gradual superior incarnations, last incarnation is God.
Gurudev, I wanted to ask you, you were mentioning that we all have to develop the greed to associate with Sadhu and hear Krishna Katha.
More and more.
But as we surrender more in our Krishna consciousness, we have to do service. And sometimes in that service, we have to...
What is service? Sravanam is a service. Service of the ear.
Uh-huh.
Kirtan is the service of the tongue. That is uh-huh. a service, you uh-huh. see. You have misconception. You have misconception.
Sometimes like we have to worship the deities in the temple during Prabhachan.
Yes.
So
different types of service is there, but this is most important service. Unless you have this, how can you serve Krishna with love? Because you have anartha, you don't know the tattva. Tattva Brahma is one of the anarthas. You are not free from anartha, how can you develop love? After anartha nibruti comes nishtha. You cannot achieve that stage if you are not free from all types of anarthas. Unless you hear how your anarthas, all this misconception of tattva will go, tell me.
They won't.
Won't go. Do you follow me?
That's exactly what happened in our society. In the temple, many devotees, they are always engaged in doing things.
They have this misconception. Their anartha is not destroyed. Therefore they say so.
Because they're miserable, they're working very hard and they want to justify it.
Like an ass.
They're an ass.
Turning hard like an ass. For what purpose? And for whom?
What if you're toiling hard for Krishna? Huh? What if you're working hard for Krishna?
Yes, you'll work and work and work and work and tearingly day and night, no tiredness. Huh? But you feel tired. Because you have no love. Sorry, Baba.
Pati Pavan Sri Guru Devaki Jai. Sri Prabhupada Ji Maharaj Ki Jai.